And we're back. Still on State Street. Haven't been hauled away. Cops walked by twice looking at me.
Well, they did eyeball you just
a
little.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't throw you up against the devil wagon here. We got the devil wagon parked right on State Street.
I actually think...
I'm not sure if we're supposed to do that.
I think it's my Indiana bandana. And if you don't get that, you'd have to read some of my old police reports from when the cops were, was it like a Crocodile Dundee hat? So I bought this bandana leaving Indiana. Try to change my image a little bit. I don't know if it's working.
Buddy, we should correct the record.
Yes, 520.
520 State Street,
yep.
The new Knuckleheads location, the former Pipefitters location. But you'll see the devil wagon, and you'll see the Indiana bandana. You'll see Pizza Box Mike, and maybe even Crudy. I cut something of a profile myself here on the tailgate. So anyways, man, Maxwell Street days. And lots of politics. You said, Michael, lots to talk about today.
Yeah. Well, hey, that does explain why I thought I got too high. We went up 550 and came down, and now we're at 520. So it just went off of 420. Everything's cool. But, no, COVID, coming back with COVID is just something I'm worried to death. You know, friends and family that didn't get vaccinated. And, you can't really try to pressure them. You can just tell them you love them and you really worry about them and hope that they get vaccinated, because it's coming down, folks. I mean, I'm wearing my mask wherever I go, inside buildings, gas station. I don't care if I'm the only one. I know some places the employees are required to, so why wouldn't I show enough respect to do what they're doing, which is trying to protect everybody else? I think this is going to really take off again. I mean, the cases have doubled in almost, what, every state, I think?
And yeah, they're going up rapidly. I haven't really checked our stats, but it seems as if COVID positives are up, and that seemingly is the Delta variant that's driving this spike in the numbers, Michael.
Okay, now, Crudy, do you think anybody has walked past us yet that might have that variant?
Oh, well, they could.
Exactly.
And well, I'm just not feeling right.
Yeah, but you know,
as am I.
Right, and so.
But you've had some combining health conditions. You still wouldn't want to get it. I mean, some still fall outside that percentage.
Yeah, nothing's
100% effective.
Well, we do know this, that the people that are being hospitalized with serious conditions and the people that are dying are all unvaccinated. Okay, that there's no doubt about
that
it.
Seems to be the universal.
That is the case.
Yes,
and I don't understand why people want to, you know, arguing with science.
Well, here's this very deadly disease, and we have a cure. No, thank you.
Yeah,
I'd rather take my chances.
You guys, isn't it like 99.2% of the cases are unvaccinated people?
It's
of all the serious ones, yeah.
Yeah, it's a terribly small percentage of people that have been vaccinated that have had some sort of serious form of COVID. You know, but quite frankly, it's probably an unvaccinated person that's exposed them as well.
Well, and we also know that the people that were vaccinated the earliest, with which one was it, Pfizer or Moderna, those people are starting to catch it now because they figure that 6 months went by and they're not.
I need
a booster.
I am not clear that that's the case. I know there is conversation about boosters, but in terms of prior vaccinated people catching the variant, I have not seen specific evidence of that, Michael. You know what I did see last weekend? You were stuck halfway to Indiana, Georgia, somewhere.
Yep.
I came up here, and I wanted to check out the scene on State Street, the farmer's market. And I might have mentioned there was a rally going on up here, an anti-vaxxer rally, because that's what Wisconsin needs, more discouragement from getting vaccinated. And heading up that rally was Vicki McKenna.
I saw your picture.
And, yeah. And the guest speaker was Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. of Milwaukee. And, you know, I've had prior experience with both of those people through broadcast, Michael. And, you know, I talked to Vicki off the stump for a minute, and damn near sounded like a reasonable conversation. She's like, well, you know, I'm not anti-vax. I think there are good vaccines. I just wonder if this is one of them. And you know, it moves so rapidly. I'm thinking under the Trump administration, but there's still outside science labs doing this. It wasn't Trump brewing it up in a cauldron, but okay, Vicki. I said, but what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? What if this new variant is so much worse than the first time around? And you were right the first time, but this time you're wrong. Well, she's never considered the consequence of being wrong. And
credit's no good.